listening to the Rap Pill Hardcore Radio Show. How's the baby?
You are all fools to challenge me! I'll crush you!
Been a long time since I've been at full power! Come at me with everything you've got, understand?
You're gonna war! You're gonna eat that sauce up for breakfast!
Yes, yes, yes. We are here, people. You are listening to the Red Pill Hardcore Radio Show. I'm your host, V. I have Bill the Butcher here with us.
Hey!
And then I've got Will from Demand the Truth.
What now?
Exactly. So, I know this time of night is difficult for you guys, so we're going to pick up the pace for you. Go ahead, get that coffee. And get rates down a couple of red pills. You know, that's just the way it is. Gotta get that extra jump. Oh, boy. So, I don't think we have a guest for tonight. So, guys, please call in. If you like, you have some issues with us, some questions. I don't care what it is. Go ahead and call in. I do know that I would love for Murr to call back in because I know if we've got a chat group, fan club, something like that out there, we need to go ahead and get a president on that officially. So, go ahead and do it like that because we have to grow our presence here. I mean, we are on a very respected radio network. This is the RBN, people. So, I know we have incredibly smart listeners, and it's just a wonderful experience. I have more fun talking with the listeners than I do the guests or even my co-hosts. Sorry, guys. So, I just want to put that out there, but I think we're gonna do a little rehashing. I do know I want to get into Will because Will was so fiery last night, and it was wonderful to hear. And you're usually just, you know, a peacekeeping, reserved guy, but you went on, you know, you're like a gorilla coming out of the bushes with the teeth in your knife. Ready to draw blood. I like that. What's with this Trump that's got you so fired up?
Well, it's first of all, you know, when I first got to the show, and again, thank you so much for allowing me to be here and spread my message into co-hosts, and it's really an honor to be on here with both of you gentlemen. It's a real, real privilege to me. It's something that I don't take lightly at all. And, you know, I'm one of those guys that, especially on somebody else's show, I don't want to step on their toes. I want to give everybody equal speaking time and so forth, but over the last couple weeks you've wanted me to step it up, so I've tried to do so. And, you know, it's not even just Trump, but I feel like, okay, so we have this big thing here, right? So on one side of things, I feel like I think you're in agreement here that Obama was a false hope, a false promise, right? And
right.
And when people saw that, and then, you know, it's one thing to fall for Obama the first time, but after him saying, oh, we're going to take on the NSA, but then expanding the NSA, we're going to end the Bush Wars, then he expanded the Bush Wars, we're going to end the financial element, but then he basically is the financial element himself. So people, you know, fool me once, like George Bush famously said, fool me once, shame on you, fool me, can't get fooled again. So the thing is, I feel like we're getting to that point with Trump where people are almost like, And don't get me wrong, because I play the devil's advocate in every situation, but I feel like we're getting to the point where Trump, where people are just falling into that cult of personality and not necessarily questioning some of the things, because I really do believe if Trump was taking down the deep state, it would be the intelligence agencies, the Federal Reserve, and the Bilderberg Group, but he does not attack them, he continues to support them. Now, that doesn't, not to say that Trump hasn't done some really good things, but I feel like it's more to your point where we really need to stop thinking about, you know, Trump good, Orange Man bad, Obama good, Obama bad, and we really need to look at the people the intelligence agencies who are in there, who are accountable to absolutely nobody. And you know what? Let's just say Trump is a good guy riding in on the white horse. He's going to be gone in a year to 5 years anyway, so it doesn't make a difference. And the CIA, who poisons children's milk, who rapes people, who assassinates foreign leaders and foreign citizens, and the NSA, who spies on all of us illegally with their own tax money, they're still going to be there. So that was my main thing, and I was getting a little fiery. And it wasn't even to our guests. It's because these QAnon people, you know, it's like, oh, don't worry, just tomorrow JFK Jr. is going to come in a tank, and him and Sessions are going to shoot the deep state. And I'm like, okay, buddy.
Hmm. Well, and to... I'm glad you brought QAnon back up. I have a personal beef with that. And you were right to ask about the QAnon on this show, because guess who predates QAnon and was giving out the hardcore truth? The Anon. Okay? There are... Okay, this is psychological
warfare. And you didn't do it with any breadcrumbs or occult symbology or anything like that, or follow this riddle. You're just like, here's the truth, here's where it is, and go look at it.
Well, unlike the mysterious QAnon, you guys can see my face. Yes, I represent Anonymous, but that's because, well, you know, V has to remain V, and V is not just the name, it's not just the first letter of my name, it's not just a V for Vendetta, but V in itself is a mantle. Okay? Whenever I get done with this truther stuff and changing the world, I'm going to want somebody else to be V. I would love it if people showed up in mass demonstrations like at the end of the movie, V for Vendetta, in their Guy Fawkes masks and said, no, we're not going to take anymore. But we're a long ways away from that. So, as of right now, it's got to be worn like the Phantom. It's a mantle. It's just got to go from generation to generation until enough people want to do the right thing. So the whole the Anon came up. The psychological operation here, like when you have a popular product, okay, you got a product that's coming out. You didn't do it quite well enough, but it was a great idea, or maybe there's some corporate espionage, and there's some you've got an instant rival out on the market, and they want to stomp you. Well, the whole QAnon thing revolves around me because of the top secret information that I was putting out. People can shake their heads, oh, whatever. Oh, you're just one person. Look at my documentaries, okay? You can see the unedited versions on Facebook, because YouTube, just time after time, with new notifications every time we upload it, this is copyright, that, you know, just something new to censor us to make us take it down, which they're not supposed to do that. They're supposed to catch everything all at once. But to see the unedited versions of my documentaries, just go to Facebook, .com/targetedindividualsdocumentaries, all one word, /. You'll see the compilation of everything that I've been talking about with the covert technology, everything from these people stealing your children to the satellites, to the chemtrails, to everything, and what it's actually there for. Now, once I started kicking this information as V, being with Anonymous, here comes QAnon, the big smoke and mirrors. So I'm glad you brought that up last night. Bill, you still there?
Yeah, I'm here. Am I coming in okay? I'm using a different headset tonight.
Yeah, you're coming in fine.
That's good.
I mean, what is your experience with... I mean, I want to talk about what could change a person so incredibly arrogant, full of themselves, thinking that nobody's above him, you know, going from attacking people to all of a sudden kissing their butts. I mean, when it comes to Trump and the CIA. I mean, I understand that these people have ways of killing you that is untraceable. There are, I mean, they don't have to put a bullet in your head like they did JFK. They've got heart attack rays. They've got untraceable, well, almost untraceable chemicals. They've got so many ways to kill a person. Just even beaming somebody with cancer. Oh, we're getting a little bit of feedback off of your headphones there.
All right, hang on a second. Hold on. Let me.
It's trade those out, and I want to hear Will's opinion on this.
Yeah, just want to back up what you're saying here, V. And this is something that people are so oblivious to, right? I'm sure just, you know, not the casual listener would have caught that, but anybody that's not familiar with what you're saying, they're like, oh, they've got heart attack guns. Anybody can go on YouTube right now and pull up the Church Committee, Frank Church, in Congress from the 70s, where they display the heart attack gun, where they show video. These are people in Congress. This isn't Will with his tinfoil hat on. This is back in the 70s, people in Congress displaying a heart attack gun, which could... they could shoot somebody with from afar and make it look like they've had a heart attack and nobody would be the wiser. They had that in the 70s and they told us that. So everybody out there thinking targeted individuals might be crazy or something like that, they had remote heart attack guns in the 70s that they admitted in Congress. And people need to realize that we're not living in freaking Kansas anymore. The technology that these people have in these governmental bases and these black ops is far beyond our imagination. And they only give us the remnants, the toys to play with after it's already been backdoored and they have a Trojan horses built into it. And it's just so crazy because how many people have died from quote-unquote natural causes that were truly heroes of the people but got in the way of the shadow government?
Well, and, you know... that's what I'm thinking, though. I mean, you've got Trump. Nobody can tell him nothing. All of a sudden, he's taking them to the bathroom, wiping their butts for him, and washing their hands and making sure they come out clean out of the bathroom. I mean, you'd have to get pretty scared. The CIA said, reportedly, in the news, that we're going to make Trump's life a living hell if he messes with us. This was said. Now,
well, how am I coming through now?
Okay, now it's much better.
That's good. I went to the speaker. I got the stupid Bluetooth. It didn't work. I lost my wire tonight. I'm going to go buy another one. Anyway, what you were saying before my sound went down, it happens to all presidents. It happened to Obama. It happened to Bush. It happens to all presidents. They come in and they think that they've got an agenda. They've got ideas. You know, Trump had some ideas. And they suddenly discover that the infrastructure of the government is larger than what they thought it was. Okay? It's been, and like you said, it's been there for a while. The Supreme Court, you've got your 9 justices, okay? But the clerks who have been there for years write the decisions, and the justices approve them. So you've got these career government workers, the bureaucracy, and that's what's running the country. This is why we the people, it doesn't matter how many death rays they have or heart attack pills they have, everything. We the people need to take over the government. And it's not going to be easy. And some are going to fall. But we are going to have to take this over because we the people are the most of the, they're just 10 miles around Washington, D.C. We are the people. And we've got to realize. But the thing is, V, people have got, I wrote a thing on gun control tonight. Okay? I've written 3 articles today on gun control. But this last one, I was patiently explaining to people. You've got to understand, we the people run this country, okay? No president can make a permanent change in 4 to 8 years. None, okay? it has to come from the grassroots. It really does. Okay. I am appalled by the power of the CIA. I am appalled by the power of the NSA. I regularly talk with my co-writers in the butcher shop, and we make a joke. A joke. We say every now, hey, NSA, did you catch that? Did you catch that? You know, because they are listening. They are spying. And why? This is a republic. This is a democracy. We don't need to be putting up with this. And Trump isn't the ultimate answer. He hasn't delivered the wall. He hasn't delivered some of the things he said, but I think he's been scared off. I think he's been scared off, and he's just too proud not to run for re-election and do the last 4 years. But I really, truly think he'll be so glad to get back to New York and forget about this. Your thoughts?
You know, I think, yeah, we used to be a republic. We used to pledge allegiance to the flag in the schools, but they didn't get rid of the Pledge of Allegiance, not because of the God thing, although they want people to believe that. Oh, you know, you don't have to pledge allegiance, you don't have to say the God part. No, they want to get rid of the Pledge of Allegiance in the schools because it's no longer a republic. They don't want the millennials or the generations after them knowing what a republic even is. Okay, but we as a republic, when we're dealing with corporations and government, I think this whole 14th Amendment with the corporations is ridiculous. I believe that if we are going to have corporations, we the people should have a share in these corporations. You go buy an iPhone, guess what? You got a stock in the iPhone. You go out and buy Sony PlayStation, guess what? You should get a share in Sony PlayStation. And when these devices stop working or not doing what they're supposed to do, found out that they're being used to spy on us, guess what? That share gives you a say in that corporation. Now, if this format were to be used, it would actually make corporations of the people more powerful. And, you know, even become richer. But that would mean doing right by the people. And most of these corporations and government institutions have no interest in doing right by us. They just want to enslave us with their services and products. That is my view on that. That's the change right there. No one should buy a product of anything without getting a share of the company. What do you guys think about that?
Well, I would say that I disagree there because, hey, let's say I have a great idea, and just because you buy my T-shirt or you buy something doesn't mean you put in the work, you created the idea, you built that. But I do think that, bare minimum, these companies should be prosecuted when they do something wrong. Now, all of these companies have done so many things that are illegal, and they're not even prosecuting them on that for what they've already done, with what's going on with Facebook, manipulating people, doing psychological experiments on people, Google, what they're doing over in China. I mean, it's just absolutely terrible. All these companies, IBM, what they did with the Nazis, and now what they're doing with Microsoft, it's absolutely disgusting. And these people haven't even been held accountable for the crimes that they have committed. And I do think that we need to definitely go ahead and hold these people accountable, because if that doesn't happen, then we're just, I mean...
But we're not going to hold them accountable, though. We're not going to. No one has power.
Yep.
Do so. But we're going to go to commercial break, and we'll be right back.
The crown is mine. The crown is mine. Yeah. The crown is mine.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations, A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands, and a week into using Extendivite, my numb hand seemed to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Flow over 9,000. My girl is over 9,000. My squad is over 9,000. Everything we do is over 9,000. Flow over 9,000. My girl is over 9,000. My squad is over 9,000. Everything we do is over 9,000. Flow over 9,000. My girl is over 9,000. My squad is over 9,000. Everything we do is over 9,000. Flow over 9,000. My girl is over 9,000. My squad is over 9,000. Everything we do is over 9,000. Flow over 9,000.
All right, all right. That's right.
V, what is that song? I was trying to look that up on YouTube the other day. Couldn't find it.
Are you a Dragon Ball Z nerd too?
Well, I actually am not. I'm a little older than that. I'm like a Ninja Turtles nerd. But I did get involved in Anonymous a little bit. I'm not like a hacker. I'm more of the activist side of thing, and I did understand where the it's over 9,000. So when I heard that coming in, I was like, yo, this song smacks, and I couldn't find it on YouTube.
XYZ is the name of the artist. He has several albums. Actually, he does animations and parodies, and on a few of these videos, he has a link in the description where you can download his entire discography.
All of your intro and outro musics, from the quotes to the music, they're really cool, man. I think you got some of the best bumper. I think the best bumpers in the biz. So good stuff.
I got a lot more than that. I'm very experienced in the radio. I'm glad to bring the stuff back. Actually, even though that's the newest edition that you're speaking about right there. Yeah, I like to say, you know, my power level's over 9,000. You know, check your scouters. That's what I say to the insane. check your readers, check your scouters. What does it say? So I guess we're going to get back into the show here. I want to talk a little bit more about, well, Bill, you're still writing articles with the Butcher Shop. Is the paper, you said the paper is down true with, are you still writing with TLB, or what's going on here?
Yes, I'm still writing with TLB. I've also discovered today the Tribune had to do away with its main site, but it went to Facebook, and they got in touch with me, and I submit to their Facebook site now. I work with Crystal Lee Larimore and Larimore Multimedia Productions in Houston, and I work with Senator Michael Lee in Salt Lake City. I've just got picked up by the Box Elder Journal up in Brigham City, which is special. I have no idea how far reaching I am. If somebody was talking with Brother Thiel today, and he's not very media savvy or radio savvy, scares him, that kind of stuff. I've been in this business in one fashion or another all my life. I've been in the music business. I've been in the publishing business. And it's kind of second nature. Like when I pulled on that lady last night, that he was laughing when she said, wait a minute, you promised to marry me. And I laughed and said, I'm a Mormon. You know, and I've always got those comebacks. I have no idea how widely published I am. I have no idea. I told him today, I said, listen, this business might not be for you because you've got to enjoy what you're doing. And don't look at the money. The money, if you enjoy what you're doing and you do it, the money will come. It's as simple as that. The money will come. I have played for Concession in Nashville. I have made records that I produced on my own and sold them when Roy Acuff was trying to stifle me. I've done all these things. I love entertainment. I love what we're doing here. Even the dumbest person can learn it after 40, 45 years, and that's basically what's happened. Doc Green, the gentleman you met last night, I had come back from Ocosito Wells in California. I was living in Death Valley. I had lost everything I owned, and I was sitting out there in the desert just, you know, watching the sun go down. I came back here, and he got in touch with me through a man named Jim Black, and I began to write an article here and an article there and an article there. I'd never written articles. I never wrote news articles, but I write them like I would write songs. I've written and published 3,000 songs. I've recorded 300. I've written 5 books. I've written, I think, about 5,000 articles now and all that. And it's just because that's all I do. That's all I do. The article I wrote tonight, I wrote 5 articles, and it went out to various distributors and all that. I love what we're doing here. I'm very excited about RBN. I'm very excited about Will. I think of Will like Ben Shapiro, you know? It's kind of like knowing Ben Shapiro, yeah?
Ted, he is our own Ben Shapiro, isn't he?
Ted takes everything.
Only difference, you know, is I'm not Jewish and I'm anti-war.
Well, you know, Ted is a psychologist. He's a psychologist. And he thinks very deep. He's a lot deeper than me. A lot deeper than me. He gives me input and insight on a lot of what I do. And I made the mistake of trying to drag him into the limelight when he's not a limelight kind of guy. He's a research type of guy, okay? And I have to respect that, my friend. He's been my friend for 45 years. We have made, hey, man, like my friend Juan says, I ain't going to lie to you, man. We have made millions of dollars. Ted and I together have made millions of dollars. But I had to understand that this is my gig, and his gig is psychology. You know, the other day.
Well, you can't go on because we're going first break.
I hear it.
All right. We'll be right back, guys.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Don't regret growing old. It's a privilege denied to many. Heart disease is taking our youth from us. Young people in their 30s, 40s, 50s, and beyond are dying needlessly. One of the hardest messages I've ever had to deliver is to convince people that something natural like Extendivite should be taken as a preventative measure. I'm sure you heard, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Extendivite is that ounce. Take Extendivite for 1 year and see what your doctor has to say and how much better you feel. Herbs take time to address the problem. It took years of life to have a problem. Give Extendivite 1 year to fix a problem. Don't wait until it's too late. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or visit us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
So, we are back from commercial break. This is Red Pill Hardcore Radio Show. And I know we cut Bill off on a tangent there. And you know what? I'm just going to call you the Butcher from now on, because I keep wanting to say you. Will and Bill, because it's just, it's too hard.
That's good.
And no old timer, your hearing is going out.
I earned that name, V. Let me tell you, I earned that name in Austin about 4 years ago when I, I don't have the time to give you all the details, but I jumped on the CPS real good during a Senate hearing, and I met one of the directors in the hallway, okay, and I had embarrassed him bad, okay, and I got this, I said, look, now you've tasted my mutton, how do you like it, huh? And they the CPS nicknamed me Bill the Butcher.
Well, and rightfully so, because it's brutal. But hey, we've got a caller on the line. I believe his name's Ed. Can we put Ed through, please?
Hello.
Hello, Ed. Hello. How are you doing today?
Good. Good. How are you?
Doing fine. Yes, doing fine. You have a question or a comment for us, brother?
Well, I brand new, right, on RBN?
Yes, sir.
As of last night? Because I tuned
been
in.
Here for at least a month.
Oh, shit. I didn't know that. I just tuned in last night, and I heard you say you want some more callers.
Absolutely.
And I did catch that thing where the Marvin wants to marry, like, what, 2-3 girls? What?
That would be me, Ed. I'm the polygamist, okay?
Okay. Cool. Awesome. I've been married over here 32 years, but it feels like 42 with the wind chill.
Oh,
it's a joke.
I've never heard that one before.
I love Ed already. Keep talking, Ed.
I'm just, hey. And I always introduce her as my first wife, and she gets pissed off, so now I introduce her. I say I'm her first husband. But anyway, I've been listening to John on RBN. Well, I listened to John when he was on shortwave, when he was still in frickin' Michigan, So I'm a long time, idiot, I guess, but whatever.
John's a great guy. Love him to death.
God, hell yeah. He's awesome. But, and I've supported the show for a long time. Anyway, I'm so jaded, I'm so cynical, it's pathetic, right, fellas, right? It's like, come on, Trump, get out of here. I supported him, but, I loved some of the things he said, but it's ridiculous. He hasn't done a thing. Anyway, comments?
Well, you said you were a Trump supporter. I guess a new show like this. What made you not a Trump supporter? What turned you? What happened, Ed?
Well, when he first Syria sarin gas attack, and then he's out there making that speech. They killed beautiful babies. Beautiful little babies, and we were all laughing because I just retired from the fire department. I'm 32 years in the Chicago fireman and all in the ghetto. Anyway, we're laughing. I'm going, oh, what about the ugly fat babies? They could kill them, but no, the beautiful little babies, it was so hilarious. We're laughing. It was just such a... He just proved himself to be a shill, in my opinion, Do you remember that speech? Remember that Syrian attack, that first one, or supposed that he bombed the airport or whatever?
Oh, yeah, that came out of... I live near Fort Hood, Texas, and my son is a retired master chief in the Navy, so I'm privy to some things that I can't talk about on the air. I remember that very well, Ed. Thank you.
Yeah, and he come out with this. It was like in the middle of the afternoon, maybe, I don't know, 2-3 o'clock or whatever. And he says he repeated it 2-3 times. They attack beautiful little babies. Yeah. Oh, what about the fat, ugly babies? No problem there. It'd kill them, right? I mean, it was just funny. It was like Saturday Night Live, for Christ's sake. Anyway, that turned me up the first time. You could see right through it, if you've been watching things.
For me, having, the whole kissing the babies and all that, it's just, I don't think it's real. I don't think it's genuine. I don't think it's sincere. And even if it were, there's still boundaries. I don't want the Pope kissing my baby. Not that I'm sure he would ever kiss a black baby. I don't think him or Trump would pull Bill Clinton and kiss a black baby.
And here's the deal. Here's the
I'm
deal.
Not talking about kissing the babies.
Everybody was all. I'm sorry.
I'm not talking about the kissing the babies. I'm talking about that the sarin attack supposedly killed beautiful little babies. You know.
Okay. Well, I just. Some audio is dropping on my side. I know it's
how,
not.
How about the beautiful little babies that were killed in Chicago this week? Okay, let's talk about the beautiful little babies that were killed in Chicago. Let's talk about wounded knee for a while. Okay, let's talk about that for a while. Okay, let's
talk about that. Right? Yeah. No. Absolutely.
Okay, my signal's better. Okay, so I hear what you guys are saying. Well, in Chicago. Well, what about Flint? Okay, this water is so poisonous. They don't care. They don't care that this mostly black population and or white and everyone in between population is being poisoned. You know how much money it would take to fix that situation?
I was recently in Flint. I took a drive out to Flint, and we actually literally brought over 9,000 pounds of water there. And it's funny because just in foreign aid to one country alone, we give $3 billion alone to Israel annually. One of these brand new F-22s that we get, that's $1 million right there. $1 million. That's $21 million right there.
Yeah.
I mean, we could take care of Flint and Detroit in a year. Just imagine that we just say, hey, you know, Israel, we will give you $3 billion, but first we're going to give Flint $3 billion for 2 years, and then we're going to give it to Detroit, and then we're going to give it to Baltimore. Imagine for if we just gave $3 billion a year to our own big cities. And then once we were all stabilized, then we're like, all right, now we can hook you guys up. And some of these countries, not Israel, but some of these countries which we give foreign aid to, burn our flag, openly hate us, their leaders mock us. I mean, what the hell is going on?
And how big do you have to be?
Anytime any child in America goes to bed without a clean glass of water or food to eat, Houston, we have a problem. And we talk about Detroit, we talk about Flint and everything. Let me talk about the Ozarks. Talk about Appalachia. I've been there. Talk about, you want to see racial hate? You want to see some real racism? Take your butt down through the northern part of New Mexico like I did, okay? And you pull up to, they don't have a 7-Eleven. They got some little store they got set up. And a truckload of Navajos pull up, and they look at somebody with my complexion, and you can feel the hate coming off of them for what we've done. And I'm not a liberal. I'm not a liberal by a long shot, but you can feel it. You can feel it, okay? We've made a lot of mistakes in this country. I put it in an article today. A lot of mistakes. It's already made. They're made. But if we would just close our ranks just a little bit, just a little. Mr. Trump, if you can hear this broadcast, it's real simple. Forget the wall for about 10 days. You give that little black child in Detroit a clean glass of water, and I will vote for you in 2020.
Well, there we go.
Amen.
The only way that little black child in Detroit is going to get that glass of water is through a black politician in Detroit, and they are waste. They are putting that money in their pockets. That's the problem.
I agree. That is the problem.
You give the money all the corruption. To the city. Corruption. What? Correct.
Well, I mean, what I was going to ask, though, how big do you got to be to catch that break? That you know, these bankers, you know, they're already filthy rich. They got the big break. All the money went back to them. Okay. For this home fraud stuff. So, even the automotive industry didn't catch a break. You can't dump at least that kind of amount of money back into the automotive industry, bring back the automotive industry in Detroit. I mean, they just let that go. Like, let's kill that. Let's hang that. I mean, probably because importing's cheaper and they can dump all their money there. I understand that, but the pride of being an American is gone.
You know what? The only way.
only way we get it back is ourselves. We cannot depend on this government to do anything for us. The only way we get it back is through ourselves. And we have, you know, I mean, because they're totally bought and paid for. I don't care. People say, oh, it's time for a third party. I say it's time for a second party because they're both the same.
Yeah.
Right.
Absolutely. And that's the thing is, we've been doing this for so long. We've got, oh, you know, the Democrats really suck. We're going to vote a Republican in for 4 years, 8 years. And then again and again and again, until we address the real problems and people take the responsibility of their own to take some nonviolent action and do something about it, this is going to continue. And that's the biggest part of this, is people need to share this broadcast and share V's work and do this and share this to the people that don't already know, so we stop preaching to the choir here, because it's just like V said at the beginning of this episode. Whether you think of the Wachowski brothers or sisters, that is also my dream, and I didn't know that was V's dream too, is with or without the mask, I want the end scene of V for Vendetta where people of all statuses, races, and creeds walk together, arm in arm, locked, and peacefully take over. You guys want to storm Area 51? Let's all storm our capitals hand in hand, the Federal Reserve and the Bilderberg, peacefully, and say enough is enough. And let's opt out of this government, because like this caller said here, Ed, I believe, if we don't do something, then this is going to change. Nothing is going to change. Pardon me.
Thomas Jefferson said, when the government becomes to these ends, it's the right of the people to either do away with it or amend it, okay? Amend it. And my attitude is, forget about V2K. Forget about the CIA. Forget about... You don't have water, friends. You don't have water. None. Okay? You can't get a glass of water right now. And nobody, and like Ed said, the politician, I look at, who's that guy in New York? Al, whoever. I'm mad. But this Al guy with the slick back hair, he thinks he's James Brown. Okay?
Sharpton.
Yeah. That piece of whatever. You know, that people cannot see. He's as bad as the rest of them. He's a black George Wallace.
Correct.
Can't you see it?
Well,
Dave, you brought up Thomas Jefferson. The blood of patriots and tyrants has to be shed every now and then to feed the tree of liberty. I paraphrase. You ever remember that one?
I absolutely do. But and something that I also, and will spark this thought here, what if all the residents of Flint were to just take the bus and migrate over to the next city with their tents and start going to public places, filling up bottles of water, just loitering, hanging out in the parks? What do you think would happen? They go ahead and just say, all right, we get it. We'll fix the water pipes or mass arrest? What would Trump do in the situation? We should have a second.
Remember?
What would Trump do?
That's a great idea, too, because, you know, especially now they're trying, I mean, like they always been, they're trying to pin Trump a racist. So if we could force a real issue there that would put him into a corner, we could maybe rectify that. And it's funny because, you know, it really wasn't shown in the news a lot, but about 3 weeks ago, there was mainstream news coverage that all charges were dropped against everybody in Flint. Nobody had any, so there's nobody is going to get prosecuted. I don't even think anybody lost their job as a result of this. And that's exactly why government is not the answer. People rely on government as their master, and people still think of these people as their authorities. And government is the problem. They're inherently violent, inherently coercive, and inherently immoral. And people, until they realize that and get a backbone and stand up and do something peaceful about it, we're going to get the same results.
Will, I'm a Texan, and V is a Texan, okay? So he knows where I'm coming from, right, okay? Let me ask you a question. Why don't we have a national emergency when an American city does not have water? Because Texas, electricity and water, we fought cattle wars over this stuff down here, okay? Where is the national emergency over water for an American city? I'm going to wait for your answer, because I know you got one.
Well, I'll give you an answer, which is actually another question. I mean, we're the national emergency for the First Amendment. We have no First Amendment anymore. We can't say anything that we want. The Second Amendment's basically out the window. The Fourth Amendment is out the window when you go to the airport, when you're having a conversation right now with the NSA. Almost the every single amendment that we have, everything that America is built on is completely the opposite of what it should be, and people accept it as fact in the way it should be. So there should be a national emergency declared on everything, our banking system, everything. Everything that people take for granted is the opposite of how it should be. So there should be a national emergency on anything. I would like to see what V thinks. What we need to do is, you know, these intelligence operations, they have all these psyops on us. What can we do with, what's some counter ops we can do? What are some psychological operations we can run as quote-unquote truthers that we can use to get to the quote-unquote normies so they see this? Because there should be a national emergency declared on everything.
You know, something that... I might rant here, but something I wish that I could push, I tried, is because I'm a gamer. I'm a video gamer. I wish people would just email each other plans on how to blow something up, which would be like, oh, you know, Counter-Strike, this, or Day of Defense, or where video games you like to play. Everyone in mass should just email stuff everywhere and just invalidate the entire spying system and just invalidate it. Just make it useless. And then just the Fourth Amendment. I want to bring that back up here. Your Fourth Amendment violation or rights have been violated. If you have a cell phone, you have a laptop, you have any frequency device, guess what? You have a soldier in your house monitoring you. If the NSA is on this phone right here listening to everything I'm saying, the Fourth Amendment has been violated. They don't need to have a physical soldier in here with a gun, because they've got these devices and their fingers on the buttons. They want to come get you, they'll get you. So the Fourth Amendment has long been destroyed since we've had the NSA. And the early 50s, we haven't had it at all. So this whole thing with Snowden saying they're listening to our phone calls, that's not news. Okay, the government, police, even the police departments would go into phone operating companies and you know, pulling plugs here, pulling plugs there, listening to people's phone calls. Ever since the telephone has been in public use, the government has been listening to phone calls. People need to learn their history. And as far as fighting the current situation, people need to get educated on the technology, learn the history, and learn current day's technology. I know that with the 5G coming out, there's going, you're going to need to protect your homes. Yes, there are paints coming out now that will block, will reduce a lot of things, but people, lead paint might be illegal, but lead sheets are not. Lead foil is not. You want to build a new house? Make sure that stuff is in your walls. Paint. I'm sorry, say that. Say again.
That's why they outlawed lead paint.
Yes. So you know. You know. But most of America doesn't know. These radio stations being bombarding you with signals. That's human experimentation, okay? That's a violation of your privacy, your personal space. If I can just walk to my stereo and turn on a radio, any radio station, guess what? You've got 50 radio stations bombarding you with frequencies against your will and most of our knowledge. So we need to take control of our environment back. That is a big thing. People, if you listen to me and you got enough money to build a home, make sure you have lead sheeting in your walls. Aluminum sheeting as well. On the outside of that. You want to listen to the radio or something like that? Put an antenna up on your roof, wire it on the inside of your home. People have no right to be bombarding us these frequencies. So,
correct.
We're coming close to the end of the show here. Is there something else you want to say before we close out, Ed?
Yes, yes. Organize, equip, train, and arm as militia. That's our only solution. The only thing that these people understand is force. And
Ed is a Texan. Ed is a Texan. Okay.
And you know,
I'm not a Texan, but I got a bunch of relatives down there.
Well, shout out to the Red Pill.
We are the only
Minnesota militia, by the way.
We are the only people in the country who will back up in the church and shoot at you. And we've already proved in 1836 we cannot count to 5,000.
You know, something right. The Muslims say is that, you know, do not hurt them if they come against you in a holy mosque. But if they fight against you in a holy mosque, kill them. Because that is the reward to such unbelievers. So
don't get all religious, dude.
I think we're all the same at core value here. And we need to be sure that we all stay the same and start getting educated. It's time to wake up from the Matrix, people. I don't know how long I got to sit here and do the Morpheus thing. Wake up.
Absolutely.
Forget about your Twitter accounts. Forget about your devices. Forget about all this stuff. You can have that when you get rid of corrupt government. You can have right. more resources than you can imagine after getting rid of these people. So with that said, this is the Red Pill Hardcore Radio Show. Your host V. And remember, the land is surveillance. The male third eye is king. So educate yourself.
How healthy are your arteries? Deteriorating circulation has a number of early warning signs. High cholesterol, high blood pressure, fingers and or toes often go cold, arms and or legs often go to sleep, sharp diagonal crease in the earlobe, short walks cause cramping or pains in legs, memory is not as good as it used to be, ankles swell late in the day, chest pain after physical exercise or emotional stress. If you experience even one of these symptoms, your circulatory system is crying out for attention. Extendivite is a natural solution to help improve your overall health. Extendivite is not your average heart tonic. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.